Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. John Horn speaking to you, and I want to say a little about one of the strongest words in the English language, and I think perhaps I could be safe in saying one of the strongest words in the whole of the Word of God, and it's used frequently by our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel by St. John. And I shall just point out that word as it's used on different occasions, and we'll perhaps say something about it as time permits, or at least from time to time. And that is the word never. We read in the Gospel by St. John, never hunger, never thirst, never die, never perish. And I'm so glad to tell you that those words were used by my Savior himself, and in addressing himself to the world. You see, they fall in that part of the Gospel by St. John, the first 12 chapters, in a special way as the message of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world. And he uses that word, as I have said, frequently, that word never. And so we want to say a little today about never thirst. And maybe some of you are already thinking that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ used those words when he was lifted up upon Calvary's cross, lifted up between the heavens and the earth. He gave expression to at least seven cries, and one of them was, I thirst. Now I'm going to tell you why our blessed Lord Jesus Christ thirsted. It was in order that you might never thirst, and because he thirsted upon Calvary's cross and opened up a fountain of the water of life that flows so freely and flows to all. Now listen to it and see if you just aren't included in this verse. St. John chapter 6 and verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. Now listen to this. This is the condition. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, if you've never come to him, if you've never trusted him, if you've never believed him, why not today put simple faith in the work that he accomplished, and you'd have that assuring word from him, from himself, that you would never thirst. Now, you perhaps remember that there was a man spoken of by my blessed Savior himself when he was here upon earth, and he tells us of that man. He had abundance of everything that this life affords, but he did not take advantage of the living water provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he left this scene by way of death, he opened up his eyes in hell, and among the first words that he uttered were, I thirst. And he prayed for a drop of water to cool his parched tongue, but that he was denied. What he could have enjoyed to the full in life, he was denied and will be denied for all eternity. The story is told of a young lady who was dying. Her life had been devoted to the pleasures of this world, but the time had come when she must leave them. Her friends were gathered around her bed. Raising herself up, she stretched her hand toward a glass of water that was at her side, and with her finger touched the water, and then let the drop that trembled on it fall upon her tongue. That, said the dying woman, is the last drop of water I shall ever have. Here or in eternity, I shall want it, but I shall not have it. Oh, one could scarce take in those terrible, those solemn words. And she could have known, she could have experienced, she could have enjoyed the living water provided by our Lord Jesus Christ when he said, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And we're glad to tell you that that fountain is flowing today. We're glad to tell you that it's provided at infinite cost. And if you, as a soul sick, as a thirsty soul, spiritually, of course, we're speaking of now, if you put faith in the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, if you trust the work that he accomplished upon Calvary's cross, you can have that guarantee here and now that you will never thirst. Did not the Lord Jesus Christ say that when he spoke to the woman at Sychar's well? He pointed to the waters, the waters that we use and drink every day, and he said, whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And she drank of that living water that day. Now, if you've never drunk of the water of life. Today, it may be yours on the easiest possible terms. What you could have today for nothing would be denied you for all eternity. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.